Hello there. You're listening to the University of Ilorin Students One Health Initiative podcast. My name is Latifa Abdulkareem. This is our first episode of the Social Media One Health Awareness. Our topic for the week is waste pollution and its health hazards. I will be anchoring this episode with my colleagues.
I'm Bali Farida.
Bill Abdulbasin.
We will be looking at this topic from different disciplines' perspective, from the agricultural perspective, from the pharmaceutical perspective, from the veterinary perspective, and from the human medicine and life sciences perspective.
But first, let us have a brief look at what pollution is, especially environmental pollution. Environmental pollution is the release of harmful substances into the environment, which includes water, air, and soil. Solid waste is produced by households, industries, institutions, and healthcare facilities, and they include organic and inorganic materials. In Nigeria today, it is alarming how people in the rural and some urban areas live with their solid waste under their noses. There is a very poor waste management system. This is part of our rising health challenges with no improvement. Our point of interest for this talk is solid waste. While it can be classified into hazardous and non-hazardous waste, we're more concerned about the hazardous waste and its effects. Hazardous waste like radioactive waste, medical waste, sewage sludge, chemicals, and agricultural waste.
Looking at waste hazards from the agricultural perspective, the effects of the agricultural practices on the ecosystem and our environment at large are based on two premises: the means chased and effects chased. The means chased is the method that the farmer uses for production, like the amount of fertilizer he uses and the type of management he practices in that regard. The effect chased depends on the environmental impact, like climate, deforestation, genetic enhancement, soil degradation, etc. All these factors with poor management leads to spread and a rise in disease outbreaks, from washing off of fertilizer into water bodies, which could be sources of water for some communities. Now, extending to livestock practices, improper dung management leads to inability to manage zoonotic spread of diseases like E. coli, bird flu, and even anthrax. But then, agriculture is lucrative, and if properly plundered, in the sense that no waste is wasted in this sector, proper utilization of agric byproducts that constitute pollution will not only improve human and animal health, but also provide a source of income.
In the pharmaceuticals, we make use of mostly chemicals, but the waste generated here is a form of medical waste, which includes unexploited drugs, Clinton pads, cotton pads, razors, etc. The waste from this field can both directly and indirectly affect life and environment. While pharmaceutical waste can be classified into hazardous, non-hazardous, and chemo waste. Hazardous waste being mainly drugs, non-hazardous waste being capsule gels, unused syringes and vials, and chemo waste with the potential of causing cancer. Now, how does this waste get into the environment? Well, the two D's, defecation and direct disposal. In defecation, products consumed by humans or animals and exposed into the environment through feces. In direct disposal, during manufacturing, expired drugs, unused drugs, and used syringes and needles or cleaning pads. Also, some drugs with carcinogenic properties contribute to hazardous effects over a long period of time. How do we manage this? We treat water bodies. We encourage the three R's, which are to reduce waste production, to reduce materials reusable without processing, and to recycle.
Veterinary view. The vet would look at it from two points of view: the effect of animal waste on the environment, effect of the environmental pollution on animal health. Animal waste, when not properly managed, can cause a lot of harm to the environment, especially food animal waste. Some of the effects are reduction in water quality, emission of greenhouse gases such as methane and nitrous oxide, soil contamination via deposition of chemicals like nitrogenous waste from manure, chemical fertilizers, and even feed supplements and sludge waste. Drug residue also improperly disposed, as well as feed and supplement waste, which are a source of heavy metal pollution. The environmental pollution effects on the animal health, exposure and ingestion of feed contaminated with fecal waste leading to infectious and possibly zoonotic diseases, example, salmonellosis, campylobacteriosis, and colibacillosis. Antimicrobial resistance, oh yes again. Animals may pick up drug residue from waste in the environment, especially extensively managed animals, which could otherwise be transferred to humans and consumption. Exposure to toxicants like pesticides and asbestos. Ingestion of contaminated soil with nitrogenous waste, which could cause blue baby syndrome. Fetal abortion, cancer, and respiratory diseases. Possible solution: we keep emphasizing the 3 R's, reduce, reuse, recycle. Incineration of pharmaceutical waste, utilizing manure as biogas, compost, or vermicompost.
Human medicine will incorporate everything that has been previously said, as they all affect humans one way or another. To avoid re-mentioning and overflogging our point, we will give just a few key points from this point of view just to buttress the points already made. Studies have shown that humans exposed to hazardous waste have a higher chance of coming down with cancer. Polluted water can cause diseases like respiratory problems, cancer, cholera, neurological disorders, cardiovascular disorders, and even death. Nitrogenous substances will cause methemoglobinemia. From methemoglobin, which is health-wise is specifically responsible for the blue baby syndrome. Note also, rural area inhabitants are more prone to the effects of untreated and polluted water and hence have a higher chance of coming down.
An individual's action at change will not only inspire others to change their ways, but will also make a little difference. Let us clean up our environment.
Let us dispose our waste properly. Dispose plastic and solid waste appropriately. Condemn all improper waste disposals and stand firm against waste pollution.
A big thank you to the members of UniloSoy who delivered this talk yesterday with respect to their disciplines. Ibrahim Mustafa for Agricultural Sciences, Hassan Sadiq Rukoya for Pharmaceutical Sciences, Jaoloso Solomon for Biochemistry, Borokoni Basem for Veterinary Medicine, Abdullah Omoshaliwa for Human Medicine. Achieving the change we desire is in making small changes, starting with our environment, to make our Nigeria healthier. One health, one medicine. Thank you for listening.